Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to Horny Music, the show where each week, with the theme of my choice, I play you the best songs with horns in them. This week, the theme is a producer called David Axelrod. We'll be right back. That was Holy Thursday by David Axelrod, who I've got a lot to say about. David Axelrod was a producer and artist, and the last track was solely by him, but a lot of the music I will be playing today is music he produced, and also some songs that sampled music he produced, because David Axelrod is a household name among crate diggers, which, for those that don't know, is the name for people, often like hip-hop artists or people interested in that kind of thing, that go looking for niche old records to sample, loop, do things with, like DJ Shadow, who sampled some of David Axelrod's stuff famously, but it has no horns in, so you're not making it in. The album that was from, Song of Innocence, is based off of, or was conceived around William Blake's poem collection, Song of Innocence. It was initially had mixed reviews from critics, but was re-analyzed, or re-whatever the word is, in the 90s, as a reassessed as a classic masterpiece. That song I just played, you just heard, has been sampled in 31 other songs at least, and is really well respected. Apparently some of the original vinyl goes for like $250. There's an interview that he did that I was reading yesterday, which really endeared him to me. He's really funny. It's got a lot of swearing in, so I'll have to be careful when I'm reading some of it out. But he was talking about the fact that you can get his records brand new, it's still wrapped, for $250, and he was like, I'm not even dead yet. Why are they so expensive? And he thinks sampling is a bit, he doesn't know much about, actually he knows about it, but he thinks it's a bit ridiculous. But he just likes the checks he gets. We'll play something later that you'll definitely recognize, and you'll understand why, where he gets all these checks from. But a bit more about this one, because it's really interesting. And because I'm going to read the poem that this song was based off of, because I think that'd be interesting and it's something new. The poem is also called Holy Thursday. All the songs on this album are named after poems by William Blake. It's from 1789. And it's about Holy Thursday is another name for Ascension Day, which is a service in St. Paul's Cathedral in London, when children from the local charity schools attend and sing hymns. So here's the poem that song was based off. 'Twas on a holy Thursday, their innocent faces clean, the children walking two and two in red and blue and green. Grey-headed beadles walked before with wands as white as snow, till into the high dome of Paul's they like Thames waters flow. Oh, what a multitude they seemed, these flowers of London town, seated in companies they sit with radiance all their own. The hum of multitudes was there, but multitudes of lambs, thousands of little boys and girls raising their innocent hands. Now like a mighty wind they raise to heaven the voice of song, or like harmonious thunderings the seats of heavens among. Beneath them sit the aged men, wise guardians of the poor. Then cherish pity, lest you drive an angel from your door. And that was the poem the song you just heard was based on. The next track we have up is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, which has a really long intro. So I might talk over it for a bit more. The track was produced by David Axelrod, and if you haven't heard of Cannonball Adderley, go check him out, he's really cool. He started a different quintet, or a different band that failed, and then went on to make this one, and it did really well. And this song was sampled by Freddie Gibbs, which we'll be playing straight afterwards because it's really cool. And a bit more about Song of Innocence and Holy Thursday, because it's really interesting how revered this album is now because of its sampling history. Talking in like the early 2000s, in the late 90s, some stuff from journalists, one said that his first two records were essential, if only as a tour guide through early 90s hip-hop, having, I quote, literally been a rap producer's delight for years. And in a 2013 list for Complex, DJ and production duo Con and Amir named Holy Thursday the greatest hip-hop sample of all time. So there you go. 31 samples. I also like something he says in the interview about everyone having sampled him apart from Eminem, and then he swears. Because at some point he was so heavily sampled that it became the thing that everyone did and it wasn't cool anymore. That's the kind of reach that his music had. I will fade in the rest of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy for you now. That was Mercy, 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 live by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Horny Music. I'm Stan, your host. A little bit more about Song of Innocence, because it's such an influential album. He did a sort of revisited, after all of the hype and all the samples and stuff, he did a performance in the, not the Royal Albert, something else, I think, the Royal Festival Hall, and got a standing ovation just for walking on stage. And I was reading this interview, and they were asking about the sort of ages of the crowd, and he said that college students always dig the album, even like 30, 40 years later, and he thinks it's because you can get high to it, and it puts you off on a trip. He said, somebody once asked me why I thought Songs of Innocence sold so well, seeing it was so abstract. I replied, you can get loaded to it. That was in the 60s, the days of drugs. So thank you, David Axelrod. This next track is sampling the previous track. I'll play most of it, but maybe not all. This is Lakers by Freddie Gibbs, Madlib, and some other people.
Hello, this is headquarters.
Hey, baby, what happened? What is, man?
Gangsta Kids, baby. ES to the G. Yeah. LA. Nigga, fuck it. 7-7 Cutlass. I move my ass to Cali with my Indiana bucket. I need to slap a wet one on the frame, a little rusty. They call my shit a scraper in the bay, the bitches love it. And I'm choking on some Cali good. Been on the cruise of Crenshaw since a little nigga watching boys in the hood. Since Ricky got killed, copping that corn bill. Before the palm trees, pussy in the recording years. I was overdue for a visit. A valley bitch with family in the shine gave me the digits. The 818, the sex was great, perfect the art of fornication. Put a bitch out the car for a bar, your Cali conversation. All my hoes from way back want me to be chilling where they at. G.I. until I die, but bitch, LA is where I lay at. My children gon' be raised at, where they gon' place my grave at. Since Magic bought the team, it brought new meaning to that LA hat. Shout out to the blocks, Inglewood, Compton, South Central.
Watch. My home, my home,
that's where
LA,
I stay at, nigga.
That's
where I lay at,
when
nigga.
I am gone, that's where I stay at, nigga.
That's where I lay at,
my
nigga.
My home, LA, LA. I ride for you.
You know I ride
when
for you.
I am gone, just know that sure. I owe you.
I'm on my way to LAX from JFK. It's a great day. I mean, I love New York, but of course, I live out there, so don't go there. You heard it before. Ironic, my uncle had the king of music on Crenshaw. Cause now I'm the king of music to all y'all. California love, California dreaming. I seen lost angels, I even found demons. Where you learn to survive and keep your head high. Hit the weed clinic for sativa, get your head high. We ain't in Kansas City, but you'll find a Tech Nine. And if that Tech Jam, you better have a toast too. Fuck that, this what we gon' toast to. Everybody that ain't died before 21 like we was supposed to. For the mail, I'm going postal. I heard the baddest females on Pacific Coastal. If it means anything, I'm so LA, my dad died on King.
Make a home, my home, that's LA, where I stay at, I nigga. Ride for you.
That's where I lay at,
when
nigga.
I am gone,
that's where I stay at, nigga.
Owe you.
That's where I lay at,
my
nigga.
My home, LA, I LA. Ride for you.
You know I ride
when
for
I
you.
When I am gone, just know that sure. I owe you.
From a condo to sleeping on my nigga couch. Papa said it is negatives in my bank account. Too much pride to let this pussy industry play me out. Repairing that broken dream, that's what LA about. Shout to Cali Pud, my West Coast plug. Brother from another mother, he showed that West Coast love. Remember me and Killer Cavs pulling them stick-ups, cuz spending blocks with my nigga box, smoking the whip up blood. Got to keep it true when I maneuver. I got all kind of homies, Harlem's, Avalon's, and Hoopers. My little homie from families, he keep a team of shooters. My 60 niggas, they rolling, my 8-tray niggas moving. Been 20 years since the rise. LA niggas keep it thorough, fuck keep it quiet. Bitches on in this war zone where we reside. As I begin, let my sins wash away with the tide. Who the fuck I'm kidding? I done tried everything but dying. Flirt with other places, but this Cali bitch, they on my mind.
My home,
that's where
LA,
I stay at, nigga.
I ride for you.
That's where I lay at,
when
nigga.
Gone,
that's where I stay at, nigga. That's where I lay at,
my
nigga.
My home, LA,
LA.
I ride for you.
You know I ride
when
for you.
I am gone, just know
for
that
sure.
I owe you.
Yeah.
Not a new allegiance to the West Coast. I've been on the
well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film? Or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
There's two versions of the first of the two ads that you just heard, the Exploding Head Movies show promo, and one of them was labeled with extra gunshots, and I chose that one, so I hope you enjoyed me and Seth in the studio. Definitely enjoyed. Shout out to Matt in the UK, who is walking around campus right now, listening to this thing and says that it sounds magical and wonderful. Thank you, Matt. I'm glad you're enjoying. If anyone would like to suggest songs or get in touch for any other reason, the Instagram is @hornymusicshow and the email is hornymusicshow@gmail.com. This next track we've got up is by Lou Rawls, again, produced by David Axelrod, the guy that's keeping us going today. And it's called You've Made Me So Very Happy. And the main reason, it's a great song. I like this track. And I found it and was going to play it anyway, actually. But it also is sampled by De La Soul. And I have a soft spot for De La Soul. So we will be playing I Be Blowing by De La Soul straight after this one. But this is You've Made Me So Very Happy by Lou Rawls.
Try just once more. I chose you for the one. Now I'm having so much fun. You've always treated me kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. And I'm so glad you came into
to my life, came into my life. You came into my life. The others, they were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I want to spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you changed my very soul. You've always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad that you came into my life. I love you so much it seems that you're even in my dreams. I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. I wanna thank you, baby. I thank you, baby.
Be happy. You made me.
I wanna thank you, baby.
Be happy. You made me.
I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, baby.
You made me.
I thank you, I thank you, because you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because you came into my life, came into my life. Yeah, baby, you turned my world around.
Thank you, baby.
Ooh. I thank you, baby, for being so good to me. Thank you, baby.
I am Maceo. I be blowing the soul out of this horn.
Thank you.
my bad. That was I Be Blown by De La Soul and Maceo Parker from the album Balloon Mind State. There is a companion track to that song called I Am IB that is wrapped over a lot more, as in at all. But I just really like the vibes of that track that we just heard. It's really nice, really chill. It's also funny that it doesn't sample the horns from the song that I just played. It samples the keys, but it's still linked, so I allow myself to play it. We're moving on because this next track is one that you will recognize, I'm pretty sure. Or at least of all the tracks I'm going to play this episode, this is the most... Well, the song that samples this is the most recognizable that we'll be playing next. Don't get your hopes up once this starts. This is a bit like me and my friend used to both like Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed and Can I Kick It by Tribe Called Quest. And we loved trying to guess in the first few seconds which song was playing of the two because they were both on our car trip playlist. But this is a song by David McCallum, produced by David Axelrod. This is The Edge. Few songs that sampled that track, but this next one is the most well-known and probably the best.
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg!
You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. Z
CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CPT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, the field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hoods. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, all my niggas who be thinking we soft. Till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, all my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
And that was The Next Episode by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. I will have a lot more to say about that after this quick break.
Joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
So before those adverts, we heard The Next Episode by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, sampling The Edge by David McCallum, produced by David Axelrod, who has made a lot of money off that. He was talking about that in the interview. The Dre album is the largest selling CD he's been a part of. It sold about, I mean, at the time he did the interview, it sold about 13 million copies. I think it's quite a lot more than that by now. And the interviewer says, "And you got a slice of the pie." David goes, "Not only a slice. It was a single called Next Episode, and it was music behind the video. The money was coming in from every direction. Dre is so cool. You look at the credits and it says, music, David Axelrod, which was very hip." Nice when people credit people. Yeah, he made a lot of money off of this. It slowed down a bit, but it was pouring in until he died. And the guy goes on to ask about other hip-hop people that have sampled him, and the thing I said before about everyone under the sun apart from Eminem, Wu-Tang, Jay-Z, Ja Rule. But he doesn't keep track, and he doesn't really know anything about it. He's quite a he's very aware that he's a man of his time. He's a Luddite, doesn't have email. He says, I want to hear the people I'm talking to because I can tell a lot by the sound of their voices. How can you get into an argument with someone over email? It's not even the same. If I go, F you, man, on email, what is that to somebody? It doesn't mean anything. And the interviewer says, why would you want to get into an argument with somebody on email? I'm just making a point. If I'm happy and I say, wow, that's great, it's not the same when you're reading it as when you hear me saying it. He then goes on to complain about people who don't have the vaguest idea of what music is that can now write songs just with a computer, which is BS, which I think is quite funny. Although he does have respect for DJ Shadow, Diamond D, Dr. Dre, all of these people. And all the crate diggers that search for his music. The next track is another one he produced. We're not going to be playing any songs that sampled this. I just really like it. It's got really nice drums. It's called The Sugarcane by David McCallum, who The Edge was also by. Enjoy. That was The Sugarcane by David McCallum. Next up, we have the Trespasser track of the week, which, if you haven't heard before, is the one that doesn't fit the theme. It's the outlier, the standout track. Well, yeah. And the Trespasser this week is Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel. I love this song. My parents played. My dad was obsessed with Simon and Garfunkel growing up. He instilled in me a great love for Simon & Garfunkel and Paul Simon's solo stuff. And I've been listening to this song since I can remember. It's probably played while I was in the womb, like Jack Johnson and Norah Jones were. And it has just this wonderful horn section around the middle of the song that I have really fond memories of being very little. And my mum being like, oh, just listen to this. Oh, can you hear that? Wow, this bit's so quiet. Listen to this. Wow, that is such a good horn bit. And she's right. It's great. So sharing a bit of childhood magic with you, this is Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. Everywhere I go, I get slandered, libel.
tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into poor. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
I love that song so much. And I was wrong. It's not the middle. It starts in the middle and it just builds and builds. And it's, oh, it's so good. I love that song. I love that I get to play the songs I want to play on the radio and sit in the studio and turn the speakers up really loud and just listen to great music. It's awesome. I thoroughly recommend joining CITR if you're a UBC student or getting involved in local radio wherever you are. I'm sure Seth would agree. This next track, the two that I will leave you with, will be another Cannonball Adderley song, Walk Tall. Cannonball Adderley worked with David Axelrod for years and years and years. They put out tens of albums or LPs or EPs together. Had a really close relationship and produced some really fantastic music. I think the main sample that they take, that the next song takes from this, is the intro. This, like, a speechy intro. But we'll be ending with Tribe Called Quest, who I love, from People's Instinctive Travels and the blah 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 blah. Clearly don't know them that much. And the Paths of Rhythm, 21st anniversary edition. Thanks, Seth. It's been a while. But this is, in fact, I'll probably leave you with both of these in a row. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. I really did. I'll be back again next week, as always, with another cool theme. And if you didn't catch all of this, it will be out as a podcast on citr.ca/hornymusic. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed, and I will see you next week.
We're getting ready to have a live session. Now, what we was trying to say just before we got started a while ago, and we're getting ready to do a little walk. When you have real change, and everybody's thing begins to change, teacher begins to teach a new lesson, preacher begins to preach a new sermon, and the musician also tries to capture the new thing so that we might have melody and have rhythm as we do our thing. We say every Saturday that the most important thing of all is that no matter how dreary the situation is, and how difficult it may be, that the storm really doesn't matter until the storm begins to get you down. So I advise to you, the message that the Cannonball and the Quintet brings to us is that it's rough and tough in this ghetto, a lot of funny stuff going down, but you got to walk tall, walk tall, walk tall. We'll be right back.
start trudging. Me and my brothers, we be looking and be bugging. Vehicles of life, they be rolling and be nudging. Searching for the virgins of life, they be shoving at the door that's cracked. The valleys of time are always on my feet. At least the beat will combine the calluses and horns with a funky bass line. You won't need underdog for a nickel shoe shine on the shoes that's tacked. But can I get a level on the bass and on the treble? Footing up and down like a UNLV rebel. The answer be ambitious, for we really dig acoustics. Can't be too much slacking, not too much backing. You must contain the neck at least to dip your hip and back. Your feet will be in function, so at least realize the fact. The rhythms are inserted and the nerves can be converted. This ain't rock and roll, cause the rap is in control. If you're a mega star, will you buy you a car? I'd rather go get footing, footprints I will be putting all over the earth, we can get there first. Now that we are in it, footprints will be imprinted. So if you recognize them, you can try to size them. They'll probably be the ones with the size nine flying all over the field. You won't have to yield. If you want protection, you can hop behind a shield. On the gallons, if you really need to rock. Look, we walk while we talk as we stomp through the block. Hand in hand, cross the land as Muhammad crossed the fade. It's a tribe who meanders, precious like a jade. It's an art, fear arch, miles of ground they're placed upon. The mind will unwind, it will soar through beyond. Catch the track, track by track, get a map to track a trail. You will find yourself behind, for a map does not prevail. See the levels peaking as the rhythms keep the screeching. A quest, yes, a quest inside the jam, I will keep preaching. The point, oh yes, the point, because it's closer, yes, so far. The liveliness is lean as we scoot across the star. We are bulging, I'm indulging in a rat. Tat tat explanation for the liners at the river is fat, deep and wide, wide and deep. You can dig it in a tree, but dig it in a grammar, cause the footprint down. It won't keep us from doing a thing as we start swinging. Traveling is bringing joy inside the domes as we hit the road to Rome. A chair is not a chair, a house is not a home. Because my skin is brown, yo, I'm gonna do the town. Rub it in the face and run my feet all through the place. When you get your finger on the music, it'll linger. Sing a song of sixpence, sing it like a singer. A newbie and a newbie and a proud one at that. Remember me? The brother who said black is black. You can come while we quest. I don't play, I don't jest. Get emotions off your chest. We are black, even blessed. Making moves, making motions. Flowing like an ocean. The walking will continue. We know that we will bring you the times that you have waited. Long anticipated. Be gone but not for long, cause the feet will stay strong.